With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Previously classified documents related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy were released Tuesday evening following an order by President Trump shortly after he took office. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
More than 1,100 files consisting of over 31,000 pages were posted on the website of the U.S. National Archives and Records Administration. The vast majority of the National Archives collection of over 6 million pages of records, photographs, motion pictures, sound recordings, and artifacts related to the assassination have previously been released. Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics and author of The Kennedy Half Century, said he had a team that started going through the documents, but it may be some time before their full significance becomes clear. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, at least five Tesla vehicles in Las Vegas were damaged Tuesday following a string of violence at Tesla facilities nationwide over Elon Musk's role in the Trump administration. At a press briefing, Assistant Sheriff Dory Corrin, Las Vegas Metro Police Department, says damage was not limited to fire.
We're still in the process of collecting evidence, but it appears the suspect fired at least three rounds into different Tesla vehicles, so we do believe a firearm was used.
And spray-painted things on the building, one of which was "Trans rights are human rights." President Trump and Russian President Putin agreed to start talks on a limited ceasefire with Ukraine. The White House says the two men spoke on the phone for about an hour and a half. The Kremlin said that Russia has agreed to a 30-day ceasefire on strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Putin also confirmed a prisoner swap with Ukraine will take place today. Pentagon preparing to eliminate between 50 and 60,000 civilian jobs over the next few months. The plan is part of the Trump administration's efforts to streamline a bloated federal workforce. This is SRN News. A recent study reveals the shrinking role of God in the lives of Americans.
Researcher George Barna and the Cultural Research Center found that fewer Americans put God at the center of their lives or rely on him for daily guidance. Among those surveyed, 6 out of 10 adults do not believe God exists, and only 16% said God is the most important element in their life. Barna concluded that nothing short of sweeping national repentance and spiritual renewal can save America from itself. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former pastor of a Texas megachurch has surrendered to Oklahoma authorities on child sexual abuse charges. Robert Morris turned himself in on Monday after being charged last week with 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child. The 63-year-old resigned as pastor of the Gateway Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs after a woman accused him of sexually abusing her back in the 1980s. This is SRN News. The truce in Gaza ends with a deadly Israeli airstrike against terror group Hamas, killing hundreds. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The fragile Israeli-Hamas ceasefire has exploded 530 days into the war that began with the slaughter by Hamas of some 1,200 Israelis and the taking hostage of 251 others from towns along the Gaza Strip. While recriminations for resuming the bloodshed that had claimed tens of thousands of lives are rife on each side, the Israelis have been clear that resumption of the 18-month war would result if its conditions, including the return of the remaining hostages, are not met. Opponents of the Netanyahu government are being accused by massive crowds that the return to fighting would be a death sentence for those it seeks to save. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.